From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, and belated Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. How was your vacation?
Just blissful. I mean, I said I was going off for rest and relaxation, and that's exactly what happened. It was brilliant, brilliant. I normally watch Jeopardy every night. I mean, I was doing it during my vacation. I do it when I'm working. But I didn't happen to see it Thursday night, and I understand I missed something big.
Well, it was very cool. They had a question involving me and NPR. It went something like, Will Shortz, who conducts the puzzle segment on NPR, is the crossword editor for this newspaper. And they said, what is the New York Times? Fortunately, the player did get it right. It was very cool.
Congratulations. Well done being a clue on Jeopardy. What was the challenge you gave to everyone last week?
Yes, it came from listener Adam Levermore Rich of Stanford, California. I said, name two familiar units of measure, one in five letters, the other in four. Spoonerize these words, that is, interchange their initial consonant sounds, to get two synonyms, also 5-4. And I asked, what words are these?
And what words are they?
They are pound and mile. Spoonerize them and you get mound and pile.
Oh, cool. Well, we received about 1,500 correct entries to this challenge. Our randomly selected winner from those entries is Jane Morrison from Bristol, Virginia. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, where's Bristol?
Bristol is on the state line of Virginia and Tennessee.
Oh, my. And what do you do there?
I'm a music teacher.
Excellent. And are you a puzzle fan?
Oh, yes. We've been playing the puzzle for years, and there were lots of times when we got them when it was really hard, and we thought, oh, there won't be many entries. Perhaps they'll draw one of our names. And I guess this time it's even more amazing because there were a lot of winners.
You never know. That's why they call it random.
That's right.
Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
All right. Will, please meet Jane. Let's play.
All right, Jane and Leanne, I've taken some everyday expressions and cliches and rendered them in more complicated language. You identify the original expressions.
Okay.
For example, if I said, to be in possession of ocular receptors in the posterior portion of a cephalic protuberance, you'd say, to have eyes in the back of your head.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number one is to place a primitive agricultural conveyance in a position anterior to the animal equus caballus.
To put the cart before the horse.
Excellent. Number two, like being in pursuit of a small sewing implement in a large pile of dried herbal material.
Trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Excellent. Accumulate an excess of temperature beneath a circular, tight-fitting part of apparel.
Hot under the collar?
Yes. It requires a number of people greater than one to perform a terpsichorean series of low dips and twisting steps on the toes.
It takes two to tango.
Good job. Enter life with a long, smooth, argentiferous implement having a concave end set in an orifice of the upper body.
Oh, my goodness.
Here it is again.
Okay.
To enter life with a long, smooth, argentiferous implement having a concave end set in an orifice of the upper body.
Born with a...
Yes.
Help, Leanne.
I think it's the silver spoon.
Oh, silver spoon.
The silver spoon in your mouth. Try this one. Emanating from a culinary vessel into a site of pyrogenic activity.
Going from the frying pan into the fire.
Excellent. Projecting short, loud noises erroneously toward the top of an arboreal plant.
One more time.
Projecting short, loud noises erroneously toward the top of an arboreal plant.
I don't know. Yelling at the treetops. So.
Think what a dog does.
Barking from the... barking up the wrong tree.
Barking up the wrong tree is right. Subject a slender cylindrical illumination device to rapid carbonization on its antipodal points. Here it is again. Subject a slender cylindrical illumination device to rapid carbonization on its antipodal points.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Good job. Implanting a small, tapering, four-sided equilateral fastener in a deep circular indentation of an inappropriate dimension.
Oh, gee. Leanne, you've got to help with this.
Here it is again.
Yeah, go ahead. Give the hint again.
Implanting a small, tapering, four-sided equilateral fastener in a deep circular indentation of an inappropriate dimension.
Yes, trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
That's right. And here's your last one. Deprive a brace of avian creatures of their existence with just a single petrous conglomeration.
To kill two birds with one stone.
Good job.
Oh, Jane, you are great.
Woo, well, my children will be listening, so.
Oh, you've got to impress them.
I'm trying to do my best.
Yeah, well, you did so well, very well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press.
Right.
Jane, what's your public radio station?
Now we have two, WISE in Wise, Virginia, and WETS in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Excellent. Well, Jane Morrison from Bristol, Virginia, you're a terrific player, and thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, the challenge for everyone to work on this week.
Yes, it's another Spoonerism puzzle. Take the first and last name of a famous old-time actor, six letters in each name, spoonerize it, that is, switch the initial consonant sounds. The result will describe a famous historical event of 1876. What is it? So again, the first and last name of a famous old-time actor, six letters in each name, spoonerize it. The result will describe a famous historical event of 1876. Who is the actor and what is the event?
Are you addicted to spoonerisms now?
I love spoonerisms.
I guess so. Well, when you have the answer to this one, everyone, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thank you.